as promised, I actually have three special guests. They're calling in from the high school this morning. And Scott Ross is the athletic director for Two Harbors High School. Tom Nelson is the football coach for Two Harbors High School as well, I would add, as the phys ed teacher at the Minnehaha Elementary. And then Will Francine is a student at Two Harbors High School. I think he's a football player. And all three of them are with us here on KTWH. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Great. All right. Well, let's just start. I will say the idea for this interview began, I've known about the services that football team does for many years, but have most recently called Scott Ross to say, oh, we need a piano to be moved. And he was ready to go with that in an amazingly short amount of time. And it really struck me how special this service is and how sort of invisible it is. You guys do not shout this from the housetops. It's just kind of known and available. Do you want to begin? I don't know if Scott or Tom is more in tune with sort of the origins of this service project, but would one of you just start in with, you know, how did this get started and why, you know, what was the impetus for bringing team players to be the community service gurus for a certain type of thing in Two Harbors?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if I can give you an exact date or a moment when it started.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for quite a while. I will say years ago, and boy, again, I don't want to throw a date out there to not be accurate, but back probably about 20 years ago, actually Scott and I had did a kind of a fundraiser, I guess you would say, a community service type fundraiser through a program or a company that was running it. And part of it was you had to tie in community service, and then people would essentially kind of throw a donation at you. So, you know, they might say, okay, you know, we'll donate $50. And each student athlete was kind of signing up to put, you know, 5 hours of community service in, let's say.
Yeah.
And that's, I would probably say that's kind of the origin of it. And then, you know, the fundraiser that we did, it was a girls basketball, football, kind of combo fundraiser back then. I think that's kind of when it took off. And then, to be quite honest, it just maybe turned into, you know, all of a sudden somebody got a hold of us and said, you know, we're moving, we can't afford or we can't find somebody to help us. Could you load the trucks up? And I guess maybe that's just how it started. And then it kind of snowballed. And yeah, you know, we don't charge people. We just tell people, hey, if you want to, you know, if you want to give something, that's great. Some people are extremely, extremely generous with their donations. Others can't afford to. And that's okay, because it truly is a community service.
Yeah,
you know, job then. But I think that's honestly kind of the origin of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott, do you have anything to add about that?
I'm amazed at how many phone calls that we get. And I'm amazed at how many jobs are performed. I get a lot of phone calls from people. I'll send an email out to our head coaches, because all our sports are involved in this. In their own ways. And I'll be out at the grocery store or something like that, and somebody will say, well, your athletes did a great job for us the other day. And I'm like, what did they do? You know, I wasn't aware of it, because this person might have reached out to one of our head coaches and they lined it up.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what was going on. So unless I get calls directly, there's a lot of things that are going on. You know, we're not doing it for the publicity. They're doing it for the right reasons. And it's just really, really neat for me to hear, you know, from people how great these kids are doing in the community. And I know how much they're doing by the calls I get. But then when you hear about all the other things they're doing, too, that I have no idea about. I mean, I have no idea how many hours we're talking about.
Right. And I love how you just, there's no calculating and it's just out there. Will, you're one of the students. Have you done projects?
Yeah, I actually have.
And tell us about a project or two that you've done. Like, give us an example.
So I helped this there's two older guys I helped them move into an apartment complex. We had to move like out of a storage unit, and we had to move a bunch of stuff up like 5 stories.
Whoa. So that was
which is a high-rise complex in Two Harbors.
yeah, that's sounds like not a tiny project. That's kind of a big project. Are there any that you do that are smaller in scope?
Yeah. There's like sometimes where we just like cut firewood, and other times where it's just like smaller moves that only take like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. And how many is it? How does the call go out? Is there just sort of a call for help, and then any students that are available say sure, and then do the teams ever combine, or is it usually just one team or the other team?
All our teams, we have so many multi-sport athletes. So when a job is done, you're talking, athletes from fall, winter, and spring sports that are combining to do it, and we always try to have an adult coach with them when they do the jobs. And so it's all our athletes, it's boys, it's girls. But if I get a call, what I do is I'll send out a text message or an email to our coaches and say, hey, we have somebody needs help on this date at this time. And it's amazing how fast the coach will get back to me and say, we got it covered, we'll be there. You know, do you have the address or whatever?
Yeah.
And you talk about the piano thing, that's a good example. You know, I threw it out and we had people in no time, and that's typically how it goes.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because the main thing I always hear about kids these days, they're so busy, they don't have time to do anything else. But it seems like in this one instance, when it's sort of one spontaneous hour or, you know, half hour or 2 hours, that they are ready to jump at it. Do you have any explanation for this discrepancy, Tom?
Yeah, I think, we talked to the kids about this, and of course, you know, their upbringing as well, their home, they've probably been taught pretty well as far as helping others, but, you know, I think it goes back to that intrinsic reward. I mean,
yeah.
Really, you know, we talked to, and let's be honest, if there's, you know, it's not probably all 500 of our athletes, I'm throwing a number out there, I don't know
right.
How many athletes we have, you know, in the entire athletic department, but, you know, the ones that do it, I think they find out, because it's often the, the repeat offenders, so to speak, as far as stepping up and helping, not that we don't have a wide range, but I think they do it, and they find out it feels pretty good to help somebody to serve.
Yeah.
And, you know, like in football, so to speak, I can only speak to that as far as in that regard, but we give pride stickers for their helmets. So, you know, we always joke around, first graders love getting stickers, so do seniors in football.
Yeah.
So they get pride stickers, but those pride stickers, they do not get pride stickers for the amount of touchdowns they get or the sacks or the rushing yards. They can only get pride stickers for honor roll, merit roll, weight room hours, community service hours. So those pride stickers have nothing to do with their performance on the field. It's
yeah.
Everything to do with off the field. And I think really that drives them. You figure out, just like in the community, the people who like to volunteer and help out, it's oftentimes the same people over and over again. And we've got a really good group that continues to put in a lot of hours, and I think they just find out it feels good to serve. It makes them feel good to serve, to help somebody else out, to do something good for the community. And we talk about how it ties in the community, you know, the community with the school and the athletic programs, and just trying to kind of make it, you know, one big tie in there and back to that family thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why would you say you do this?
Well,
yeah, I'm asking Will, like, what is it for him that drives him?
I just like to make people happy, really. The community hours that I put in is just, I just do it so that my community can do better. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that says it all. I mean, you don't need to say more than that. I think it does speak volumes about just sort of some good things that are happening and that have happened for a long time, and also that it takes, you know, years, I think, to build up value and culture in a certain way. And I'm speaking to Tom Nelson, Scott Ross, and Will Francine about the community service that the athletes at Two Harbors High School do. And I also, I think, wouldn't you add to this too, that like the result is so tangible in something like this? Like it's an immediate, there's not a lot of long-term visioning you got to do. It just, I don't know, there's just something so immediate about helping out in this way. And, you know, one thought I had, we've been doing a lot of research and just hearing a lot these days about firefighting and also emergency ambulance EMTs, and that they're really struggling to get the people to do that. And that too, you know, is an immediate way to protect and help people in a very tangible way. Do you think that the this habit of doing these small projects could lead to, in some maybe more conscious way, to really encouraging kids to join up with firefighting and ambulance service? I know that's kind of a big question for you, but I thought I'd ask it.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, they always say that the earlier you start volunteering, the more likely you're going to continue to do it the rest of your life. And I think in whatever areas, whether it's firefighting or EMT or whatever, and I think that we can't, you know, we agree with that 100%. I don't think our kids will ever stop after they leave Two Harbors volunteering in some way. I think they see the rewards of it and how important it is. And, you know, I can't say enough about our coaches across the board. All our coaches have bought into this. A lot of the teams have their own little things that they do year after year with different groups, whether it's like serving at the Veterans Day dinner at the American Legion. I mean, kids, they argue about who gets to go to that. That's a big thing for them. And
yeah.
Different, and so it seems like different teams always have things set up, and plus the weekly or daily calls that we get for help.
Yeah.
There's no shortage. We will fill it. Sometimes it takes 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes maybe an hour or whatever. But coaches are great about lining up groups. And the other really neat thing I think that helps us is you could have four people going on a job, and it could be four people from four different grades, from four different sports, you know, and they really don't know each other, but they're working their hand in hand and helping out. And it just helps to, you know, develop that camaraderie within our school and everything else that they're out there working.
Yeah, for. Absolutely. I know that the firefighting and the ambulance is, you know, it's a whole nother level of volunteering. You got to get trained. You got to be available. You got to put in a lot of hours. But I'd like to think that, you know, in some way what you're doing is leading up to that, and that, you know, at some point there could even be conscious efforts to help kids transition from what they're doing now to that kind of that level of community service. I know that the hero of the fire department is right there in the high school too, Mark Schlanigan. So just a thought. Thank you so much, you guys, for being with us. Tom, do you have anything more to add? You haven't spoken for a while.
No, thank you for the call. And thanks for kind of shedding some light on the great work that the kids are doing. I, again, we're not trying to beat the drum, you know, with this thing and put the spotlight on us, but it is nice that the kids get recognized. So,
what's the best way, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I would love help with this project. Obviously, they can call you, Scott, or call the high school. What's the best way to get some help?
Yeah, you just said it. Call the high school, get a hold of Scott. A lot of people get a hold of me directly, which is fine too. Big thing is if it's a bigger job, and I do want to make sure that folks know this, if it's a bigger job, try to give us a little bit of a heads up. Unfortunately, you know, there have been a handful of jobs that, you know, each year we're not able to do because we might get a call at, you know, on a Thanksgiving weekend and,
right,
you know, hey, we need this done tomorrow. Well, the tough part of that is, you know, the kids are out of town or they have their own thing going on. So if it's a bigger job or something, or the more kind of lead up you can give us, the more it helps us to plan appropriately, because we want to make sure that we're set and we've got it covered and stuff. But sometimes that isn't always feasible. But, you know, like I said, there's been a few jobs we haven't been able to do just for the simple fact that, you know, it was such short notice and we just didn't have the kids available, or maybe it was a Thanksgiving weekend and it was just really hard to pull them in and expect them to do that. But yeah, get a hold of Scott, get a hold of me, get a hold of school. And, you know, like Scott said, usually we're getting it done. But, yeah, I guess the big thing is, you know, if we have a little more prep time, that always helps. So.
Yep. Fair enough. All right. Thank
you. We also did, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Scott.
And, you know, we also have to remember that a lot of these students, they're student athletes. They're great in the classroom. So they have their homework, they have jobs, they have practices and everything else. So it's gotten to the point where, you know, we try and limit how many hours we're going to be at a job, you know.
Mm.
And so if people are ready for us, that really helps a lot, you know, if they have,
yeah,
you know, what's coming out of the house and boxes are boxed up and everything else. I mean, that helps us a lot. That saves us a lot of time because we can do a lot of the physical labor.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you know, we don't want to stand around and wait to decide what's going to go, what's not. And so
right.
We can get a lot done in 2 or 3 hours, especially if people are ready for us.
Just have a good plan. And, yeah, if we get, you know, we've had 6, 8, 10 kids on a job, and I'll tell you what, they can do a lot of work in 2, 3 hours, 6, 8, 10 people.
Yeah.
You know, when they're working hard. So, yeah, if there's a good plan, I mean, we can get a lot of work done. But, yeah, this, you know, planning helps a ton, so.
Yep, that sounds like very good advice. Plan ahead, call ahead, and you really can maximize the kids' work and your own time as well. All right, thanks so much, you guys, and good luck with future projects. And, of course, with your
Thank
athletics
you.
As well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks again. Bye-bye. That was Scott Ross, Tom Nelson, and Will Francine with us.